860-5733 today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I'm Howard Phillips. I'm chairman of the Conservative Caucus, and I appreciate your efforts to defend constitutional conservatism.
New poll shows 67% agree we should raise taxes on the...
Been championing the cause for a while.
Folks, first hour we've been talking about a state senator on Food for Thought who said not to offend...
Top GOP lawmakers saw the president bring the message straight to their home district. Now he's making it clear that the gloves are off for good.
There's Al Sharpton who says more and more Americans agree with the president... And the plan to raise taxes on millionaires is a good one. Who agrees with that? 800-510-8255. Anybody who agrees with that, and I mean this lovingly, anybody who thinks that raising taxes on the wealthy will fix the problems that we have of
because
overspending,
for what he's bestowed
of waste,
upon you.
Fraud, corruption,
but again,
and
in
abuse
this man's ignorance,
is out of his or
fear
her mind.
Is,
it is just not...
Fear is all I can't.
It's not
like
sensical.
That. I'm scared. I don't like that scariness.
Don't
want
to do that.
I keep sinning.
I don't know.
And other people do too. So we've debased ourselves to a worldly gospel that saves absolutely nobody, that wants to hug everybody for Jesus.
Yeah, and they got to have pizza parties and have secular music playing so they can have dances and bring all the kids there so they can turn it into what it shouldn't be in the first place. Maybe where a boy can meet a girl and a girl can meet a boy.
And God forbid.
Oh, Bradley Dean, oh, that's going too far. Tell me it's not the truth. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, not compromise with evil. Hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs 9:10, is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Maybe be ye holy as I'm holy is not in his Bible.
What's holy?
I don't know. What about 2 Corinthians 7:1, that New Testament? I'll tell you what. Just like Mark Twain said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that bother me. It's the ones that I do know. Mm-hmm. Maybe this state senator should look at the scriptures that bother him. So maybe he can be converted, and then
fair.
He could see. Therefore, he can't give what he ain't got. And if he'd open his eyes, maybe he can get what he needs to give.
Yeah. Like it perfectly answers the question as to why society is where it's at. When the church drops the light,
I think that's my point.
Else can see.
Thank you. Remember that guy, that John the Baptist? He had like camel's hair around him,
that
and
crazy man.
Ate
yeah.
locusts and honey.
He is a loose cannon.
He was a total loose cannon, dude.
He just never.
I mean, can you
like
imagine that hairy dude?
He didn't help the Jewish cause.
No,
look at him.
No,
my goodness, I got his head lopped off.
I mean, just because the Bible said that he was the greatest prophet known to man or to
yeah,
woman.
Yeah, that's up to interpretation.
It is, you know, yeah. Because I've even heard some of the modern day prophets today basically call him a fool for getting his head lopped off.
Yeah, I mean, what's better, a headless man or a man with a head?
Jake, what was John thinking? I mean, if it wasn't for that fool that got his head lopped off, we wouldn't be reading about him today, would we?
No, huh?
That was ushering in the Christ. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? That walked in the spirit of who?
Elijah.
Wow. Wow. And doesn't Jesus say unto those that were his disciples, they mm-hmm. did with him whatsoever they would? In other words, they didn't know who he was, so they did what they did to him, and they killed John the Baptist, who pointed at Herod and said, it's unlawful for you to have your sister's wife.
Yeah.
Boy, not today. We just don't do
Pharisees.
Things like that.
But the Pharisees.
Lines between separation and church and state. Right. You know, isn't it interesting that the church today cares more about appeasing the state than keeping God's commandments?
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We need an excuse so we don't have to confront politics.
That's right.
What Bible do you read? What prophet didn't confront the kings? Which one? Oh, I never thought about that, Brad.
It's Old Testament?
No. You've loved not far enough to understand that you are accountable to your God and to your people and your country. You know, don't understand that love, do you?
I think what they don't understand is that a person filled with the Spirit of Christ can't not but do, can't not but be bold, can't not but speak and glorify the law that his Father gave to him. They just can't not. That's what they don't understand. It's not like we choose to. Well, you know, I really want to make somebody mad today. I'm gonna go tell that king the law because I feel like making somebody mad. No, you can't not but do that. And then you're puzzled. Why do they keep doing that? That's a bad approach. Because the Spirit of Christ isn't in you, and you can't understand it.
I didn't see where Jesus did it the other way around.
The Spirit
Unless
of Christ
you
doesn't.
Eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. Does this offend you, he said in John 6? And Peter stood there, or sat there, and Jesus looked at him and says, will you also go? When many of his disciples departed, they said this saying is hard to hear. We don't understand it. No, you got to hang out and understand and walk through. By the way, it was Herod's brother's sister that he took to be a wife. I had to clarify. Herod's brother's sister. Oh. Heather, I don't know sign language. Sorry. I wanted to make a point with John the Baptist. Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance and begin to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. But listen to that faithful prophet. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. And he said, every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Folks, love warns and it does chastise. Herod's brother's wife, not his sister's wife. That's what I said.
Herod's brother's sister, I think is what you said.
Herod's brother's
wife.
Wife.
Yeah.
That's who we took.
That's right.
Yeah, not a good deal.
No, very bad.
John the Baptist made sure that he understood.
Yeah. Adultery is not okay.
Bad, bad boy. Yes.
Bad adulterer.
Oh, dude, now you're starting to talk about divorce.
Yeah.
How many people will stand up in a church and walk out when they've been divorced and remarried and say, oh, Jesus forgave us of that? No, Jesus said... Mm-hmm. That when you become married, you become one flesh. Unless that wife or husband dies, you cannot remarry in the sight of God and justify it. There's no gray there.
But see, people stop speaking about
oh,
that.
I don't want to hear that.
So now all of a sudden, when the topic of homosexuality comes up, because so many people have been compromised by the topic of adultery, period, they won't even talk on that. There's no way in the world they would want to offend a poor emotional homosexual. We couldn't speak out on that topic because we never spoke out on adultery. And
That's
if we
right.
spoke out on homosexuality, then we have to condemn ourselves and say adultery's wrong. But we don't want to say any of it's wrong.
No, that's right. Lest we offend. I had my boy on my lap. I was going around a lake in the state of Minnesota here one day, and he wet his pants. I was driving with a girl going around Lake Harriet. I said, can you pull over on the side of the road? She said, yeah. I said, he wet his pants. As we pull over to the side of the road, I grab my little boy, who was about 2.5 years old, and I said, listen to Daddy, don't go anywhere. He ignored me that day, ran behind the car that I was in, and ran right in front of a van. About 2 seconds and 2 inches later, if that driver of the van didn't see my little boy disobey Daddy, he would have smeared my kid. I grabbed my little boy, spanked his butt, and I said, don't you ever do that again because I love you so much. What's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is if my little boy doesn't understand no the first time, God says no, America, the second van might not stop. That's the moral of my story. We're going to come back with nostalgia, a sentimental longing for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. Welcome for joining the Sons of Liberty.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Michael Reagan, and I just want to say a big thanks to the Sons of Liberty radio show for what they do to, in fact, tell us about the freedom that we seem to be losing every single day. You know, my father, Ronald Reagan, was all about freedom. So I suggest, if you want to learn more, you listen to the Sons of Liberty every time they're on. You miss it, you may miss the next freedom bus driving by.
I totally agree, I like Michael Reagan. Now, you guys, how much did you guys actually sell that spot to Michael for? A lot of money, yeah?
We had to give him an opportunity.
Well, he kept calling and calling and calling, and we just want to say thank you, Michael Reagan, for that. Folks, let's get back to nostalgia. Here's the definition. Talking about going back to the old past, we're going to take it up from 1950 to 1980. If you'd like to be a part of this, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. If you were born in the 50s, give us a call, and we want you to weigh in. Give us your thoughts. Throw it out there. And let's get on to the old past together. 1-877-807-9977. Again, the definition for nostalgia is a sentimental longing for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. The reason I bring it up is because we lived in a godly nation, and we still live in a godly nation, but we need to get back to the old past. And the best way to do that is let's recollect. Let's get a little nostalgic there, dude.
Get nostalgic.
1950, interesting facts. Again, folks, if you were born in the 50s, give us a call and give us your thoughts and your memories. 1-877-807-9977. One more time, 1-877-807-9977. 1950, interesting facts. President of these United States was Harry Truman. By the way, if you didn't know this, folks, you used to be able to see Harry Truman walking around in Washington, D.C., down the streets, and you could literally walk up to him and shake his hand because he wasn't operating as a monarch. Vice President of the United States, Alvin Barkley. Life expectancy in 1950 was 68.2 years. Not 0.3 nor 0.1 years, but 68.2 years. Isn't that interesting? So, Let's go over here real quick. The cost of living in the 1950s, a new house, was $8,450. A brand new house in 1950. You remember that, folks? Average income in 1950 was $3,216. Ready for this? Per year. A new car in the 1950s, the cost of living, was $1,511. You prefer the new or the old, folks? Tuition to Harvard University in 1950 was $600 per year. A movie ticket in 1950 was 65 cents each. Gasoline in 1950 was 18 cents per gallon. What do you prefer, folks, the old or the new?
I like the old. Though.
Give us a call if you were born in the 50s, 1-877-807-9977. A United States postage stamp was 3 cents each. Now let's go down here a little bit. A gallon of milk was 84 cents per gallon. Ground coffee was 70 cents per pound. Bacon was 50 cents per pound. Eggs were 24 cents per dozen. Ground hamburger per pound, 49 cents. And how about a loaf of bread in 1950?
Real bread.
14 cents. 14 cents. You know who was born in the 50s? June 20th, Lionel Richie. John Candy, October 11th. And Stevie Wonder, May 13th.
Is that good nostalgia?
I don't know. Oh. I don't even know if I should really bring that up, but I think it matters not. What do you got? 1954. Again, folks, if you were born in the 50s, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. 1954, Jake.
The president of these United States was Mr. Dwight Eisenhower. I like Ike.
Ike.
Vice president.
We actually went to his museum.
Is that the one in Missouri?
That's right.
Remember, yeah.
It's pretty bizarre, but it's pretty cool. They still have
the
farmhouse.
Right, little house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little house in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Not Little House on the Prairie, Little House in the Missouri. And it's interesting that the family records were found when you walked right inside of the door. They had a big family
Bible
right there.
That's right.
That's how they recorded all their family
information.
That was
a legal document right there.
Yes, it
was. That was your birth certificate.
Amen.
Vice President of the United States was not a crook. Mr. Nixon. Life expectancy was 68.2 years.
See, what is with this 68.2 years, folks?
I think say it's a little bit more than 68. Just a little. About 0.2 more. Do you remember when the Pledge of Allegiance was modified in 1954? The line, one nation, indivisible, becomes one nation under God, indivisible.
What's the date?
1954.
Folks, we had the lights lighting up over here. Give us a call back. I don't know what's going on. We got something going on with the lines. Last week we just lit them all up. 1-877-807-9977. Carrie just said they're fine. 1-877-807-9977. If you're born in the '50s, what was the date, Jake?
1954. That was when the Pledge of Allegiance was modified. To say, instead of one nation indivisible, becomes one nation under God indivisible.
Interesting.
That's right.
Cool.
Then we've got the cost of living. A new house was $10,250. That's just insane. 1954. It's been 60 years, so just about 60 years, coming up on 60 years. Average income was $3,960 per year. A new car was $1,700 per year. A new car was $1,700. Average rent was $85 a month. I'm getting there. Average rent, $85 a month. Tuition to Harvard University.
Harvard.
You can go to get smatted.
Yeah.
If you were smat, you'd go to Harvard.
Okay.
$800. Movie ticket, 70 cents. Gasoline was 22 cents per gallon. I wonder if they were drilling offshore. I'm not sure.
You think
onshore,
so?
Onshore, maybe. Maybe there's a moratorium on gasoline there. That was why the price was so low. I don't know. United States postage stamp was 3 cents, and they weren't in bankruptcy. And then
so the question again is, what do you prefer, the old or the new?
That's right.
Right. And do you think because politicians back in the day were held to a moral standard,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the church was doing its job.
That's right.
Morality was preached.
Yep.
A man had a conviction before his creator, before he behaved. And if he didn't, he knew there was a consequence for it.
Hmm.
And nobody was whining about discrimination against breaking the law. Now, there was some legitimate discrimination back then in the 50s, but that was due to the color of their skin, not the content of their character.
Yeah, but it was an issue of law that needed to be enforced to give the rights over to the black folks that were demanding their
rights.
That's
right, which they always had.
Mm-hmm.
And our documents always guaranteed them to. It was just wicked men wouldn't give them up.
Right. Well, and then here comes MLK, who didn't ask for permission.
That's right, because God doesn't.
Amen.
And he demanded because God doesn't ask for permission.
That's right.
He was representing God.
I mean, so let
me be... He's a preacher.
So God doesn't suggest?
No.
Okay. So those are called commandments,
right? Not even in the New Testament, he doesn't suggest there either.
Did I ever tell you that time that guy was sitting in church one time and he said, you know, Bradley, the Lord came to me one day and he said that the Lord had asked me. Remember that? I looked at him in church and I said, so you're telling me that the Lord walked up to you or he spoke to you and he said... he asked you a question if you would do something for him.
Will you please help me?
Really? And I said to him, that's interesting because when you look in the Word of God, you don't see Jesus suggesting anything but to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And they come through the form of commandments, not suggestions.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what offends people so.
That could be.
Could be.
An absolute God?
I'm thinking that.
Possibly.
You're speaking of the 50s.
Yes.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Elvis was back then. Was Elvis like gas to a fire for that generation?
Oh, yes.
Or
to lasciviousness?
Or what?
Yeah.
By the way, for those that didn't know, Elvis Presley won 3 Grammys for his gospel music.
Yeah.
And been to Graceland a couple times. And Elvis also knew that he was supposed to be a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
A mom that was a very godly woman. And as a matter of fact, they got Proverbs on their headstones, scripture. And he knew he was supposed to be a preacher, but he said that there would be a lot of people out of work if he ever left his profession. And we could see that Elvis made a mistake by not being faithful to his wife, so therefore how could he be faithful to his God?
Yeah.
If he can't be faithful to his God, he sure as heck can't be faithful to his wife.
It almost sounds like a political answer. Well, if I quit
I'm not giving it that way. I'm just saying it's a fact.
My job.
No. I mean, what a waste of talent. I mean, that guy at one point in 1973 did a concert out of... Hawaii, I think 1/3 of the world watched him perform. Isn't that interesting? He did do at that event where a bunch of people, namely women, had signs that said, you're the king. And he denounced the fact that he was the king, and he said Jesus Christ was the king.
That's right. And they kind of put their little sign
down. Yes, they did. Amen, dude. That's great.
Set him straight.
You go, Alvy.
Woo!
Come on.
Preach it.
That's what she said. She should have said to Priscilla.
That's a little condemning.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to keep going on. If you want to jump on, please do. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to jump into the 60s, talking about nostalgia. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize St. Francis Rehab and Athletic Performance. St. Francis Rehab has been around since 1993. They have started with 2 outpatient sites and now have expanded to 7 outpatient sites. The Star and Tribune also named them the number 2 small business in the state out of 1,200 other businesses. Now, when I sat down with Mike Beckman, the director of outpatient rehab, he had informed me how important it is to them for patient care excellence. That is why St. Francis has been distinguished as one of the best community hospitals in the nation. Here are just some of the services that St. Francis Rehab has to offer. Physical therapy, speech therapy, aquatic therapy, therapeutic massage, occupational therapy, and pediatric rehabilitation. So if you really want to receive a great healing experience, turn to the hands of the St. Francis Rehab and Athletic Performance Team. We use our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Got Bradley Dean here and Jake McMillan, guys that we call the Sons of Liberty here.
Where'd the music go?
Gonna get up to 60s here?
Let's do it.
All right. If you were born in the 1960s, give us a call. Is there a game going on today, or what's going on?
I'm sure somebody's playing games.
Or someone didn't get their coffee this morning? 1-877-807-9977. If you were born in the 60s, come on, there's got to be some burnt hippies out there.
I can't remember if I was born in the 60s.
1-877-807-9977. People are probably saying, is Bradley Dean mellowing out? No, I'm trying to revive strength. Man, you've been doing that for 15 years, just driving, driving, driving. You got to sit down for a minute, yeah? Well, you're getting mellow on me. No, I'm not. You know, a lot of times they say that the fire's hottest. No, that's not true. It's the coals that are the hottest.
It's not the flames. It's
the coals. Let the fire settle for a while and let's see what happens here. 1960, president of these United States. You were just on the 60s, right?
Yeah, I'm just in 62.
Well, what's the deal?
We got two 60s here.
Okay, and your life expectancy is what in 62?
Oh, no, I only have 60. I don't have 62.
Well, what's going on, Jake? I have a 60. You have a 60.
Give me a 60. There's two 60s.
Folks, do you want to be a 62? Get that?
I got it.
Pepper?
62.
I got a pepper. You got a pepper. You want to be a pepper, too?
Pepper, too.
Yeah.
Pepper, too?
Okay.
You know, can I talk about this for 1 second?
We have, are you serious?
Thursday, we have Leadership Church, folks, for all of you. You can come out to hear Bradley preach. We do Leadership Churches at the Jesus People Church just outside of Maple Grove, just west of Maple Grove.
Please do come, folks.
Yes, we encourage you to come. We want you to come. It's going to be definitely a experience, and we're going to make that available so you get the Sons of Liberty more than just on Saturday afternoons. And then nationally syndicated throughout the country and podcasted, et cetera. It'll be on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Thursday.
I got a feeling people from the 50s are angry with us because we were talking about Elvis.
Yeah.
In the 50s, everybody wanted to look like Elvis. Is there something wrong with guys that are like 70 and 80 years old that got their hair still combed like Elvis?
Still like Elvis.
Black, long sideburns?
That's called serious nostalgia. Nostalgia.
That's called serious idolatry.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of that, too. It's just a longing for things that are old that make you feel good. Nostalgia.
We got Tracy from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Now, Tracy, I got to ask you a question right before you say anything, but you can say hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Are you so? You went through the whole hippie ordeal, right? When you were, I mean, born in 61.
Last week.
Really? Okay.
What did you say last week? Did you say last
week? Turned 50 last week. Yep.
Oh, gotcha. So you just turned 50. But you went through the whole 60s revolution, the whole hippie free love vibe and all that other good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. I was born in 61, so by the time I was 9, 10, I was rocking the bell bottoms and
Rocking the bell bottoms.
Gotcha. So Tracy, I got a question for you. So what do you remember the most about the 60s?
The ability to go outside and play after breakfast and not come home until it got dark.
No one
blinked an eye.
Because you trusted people at large is what you're telling the folks.
Sure.
People could be trusted.
Well, I mean, at length, that's what you're telling us. People could be trusted, and society raised children together. I mean, we looked out for each other. We used to love each other enough to do that. And,
exactly. We would eat at whosoever house we were closest to at noon.
Now, Jake's got a testimony in that, because I do know that when he was born, Jake, when you were born, like 1783, something like that?
Yeah, George Washington was a great guy, by the way.
Yeah, see, now,
I don't just talk about
Tracy,
him, I
if
knew
you could
him.
See Jake, you'd know what I'm talking about. He's like 30 years old, and he's like wrinkly like a shih tzu. I don't understand it. But anyway, in saying that, Jake, you used to do that too. His mom taught him in Hawaii when they were raised up in Hawaii to go to the lifeguard and steal their lunch, Tracy.
I don't personally remember that, but I can definitely believe it. I was about 4 years old then.
Okay.
I shared lunch with everybody because we were a big community. At least I thought.
Gotcha. Now, Tracy, do you remember any of the things, the topics that Jake was talking about? And what was that, 62, Jake? Or is that 60?
This is 60. We haven't actually talked about it yet. That was 54 before. But.
Gotcha.
Not really. I don't remember too much of that. I was pretty little at the beginning of the 60s.
Little itty-bitty Tracy.
Little itty-bitty, just a twinkle.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Did you want to get the last word in?
No, I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
We're
going to
put you on hold.
Yeah, I mean, now Jake's got a big smile on his face, so he's going to shoot you over to Heather, and Heather wants to talk to you. Now, Tracy, when you get over to Heather, just keep in mind, Jake doesn't talk to her that much. So when she rambles on, just kind of cut her off, do what you have to do.
Because I talk so much during
Heather's
the day.
Heather's good-hearted. Okay. She's good-spirited. She's a nice girl.
And she's awesome on top of that, Tracy.
Is she? Well, you're talking to me now, and you're talking to America.
I thought Jake was so on. Did you know that Ike was the president again in 1960?
Jake, you did 1960, so give me 1970.
I did 54, actually.
Okay, now, so I'm going to 60. Then I was okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we both have 60.
No, you were talking, Jake, you were talking about you were talking about Ike before the break.
He was the president in 54.
Jake, can somebody get this guy a chilled Coca-Cola, please? He needs to be quickened.
It's right here, 1954. There's Ike, Mr. Nixon.
Okay, well, let's go to 1960.
It is possible for a president to serve
two
terms.
I'm sorry, I just got caught up on the president. 1960, interesting facts. President of these United States was Dwight Eisenhower. The vice president was Richard Nixon, as you said, Jake. Life expectancy in 1960 was 69.7 years. If you were born in the 60s, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. And, boy, sometimes they got cool facts, but this one's not even worth really bringing up. 1960, a new house, $12,675. Do you prefer that, the old or the new? Average income, $5,199 per year. A new car in 1960 was $2,610. The average rent in 1960, oh, this is going to hurt, $98.
Woo! That was a good year.
Tuition to Harvard University was $1,250 per year. A movie ticket was $1. We're up to a dollar now. Are we digressing or are we progressing? Mm-hmm. Gasoline per gallon in 1960. You ready for this, folks? 25 cents per gallon.
Yes.
A United States postage stamp was 4 cents each in 1960. Pretty crazy stuff.
Yep. That was the year that JFK's son was born as well.
Yes, as was he assassinated, as was Robert assassinated, as was MLK assassinated.
Yep.
60s were very dark. But you know what? A lot of people came out of that dark
like
Tracy, right?
You got it.
All right. Well, Tracy can never say I didn't say anything nice about her.
That's true.
Okay, let's go to 1970. Folks, if you were born in 1970... You know what's going to happen now? We're going to get some burnt hippies saying, yeah, I heard you talk about the 60s, man.
It took me a little while to get the numbers.
It took me about 15 minutes to catch up to you. If you were born in the 70s, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Let's see if we can get some young bucks.
There we go.
Huh? Do you like that, Steph? Young bucks. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about nostalgia. 1970. Kick
1970.
It off. Yes.
I was born in the 70s.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You know what that means, don't you?
That means that
wasn't
too
old.
Long ago.
Yeah. That's what it means.
And you but know it was at the very end. It was 79.
And you know what's going to happen tomorrow? We're going to be a day older than we were today. I know that's really hard for people to figure out sometimes.
It keeps moving.
All right.
1970.
Yep.
President of the United States. Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Ooh.
Vice President was Spiro Agnew.
Yep.
Life expectancy increased by just about a year, 70.8, almost. Almost.
What gives? Medicine?
I don't know. Something good.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing in the remember when section, nothing good happened.
Okay.
You can see immorality creeping in.
Big time.
Hardcore. New house.
That's one like Farrah Fawcett and... Smokey and the Bandit and Burt Reynolds and all those other guys. See, so when you're talking about the 70s, I can remember vaguely some of those things. I was just a little tyke. I was 4 years old. And so when you say this, I don't have fond memories of the 70s.
I was only alive for 1 year in the 70s, and that was 79.
Huh.
I know Kirk Cameron was born in 1970.
A lot of dark times came about in the 70s too, right?
Yeah.
So when you were... born
right around 1979, things started getting dark in this country.
A McMillan was born.
Folks, 1-877-807-9977 if you were born in the 70s. If you were born in the 70s, I'll say it again. 1-877-807-9977. Tell us what you remember the most about the 70s.
Yeah.
What was school like in the 70s? I mean,
that's
curious.
A good thing to ask, definitely.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
What was it like in the 70s?
I know that your house, your average price on a house was $23,400.
You know, I know some people, Jake, that have been in high school since the 70s.
Still?
Oh, dude.
They're doing good.
They love school so much, they've been there since 1970.
Yeah.
Their friends are like, I don't know, 50, 40, and 50 years old. And they've graduated, 30, 35 years ago. But they're still in school because they love school so much.
Do they have a license, or do their buddies pick them up still?
I think they lost their license.
They lost it?
That's probably what happened.
Were they super seniors?
I don't know what they were.
Still
but
are.
Anyways, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to go to the 80s. You got one more shot at the 70s. 1-877-807-9977. What do you remember about school? I want to ask you a question. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen on a regular basis to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because I do the Minnesota Fallen Heroes Remember calendar, and our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly every day because of that, and I'm with their families on a regular basis, and I just think that, you know, it's in your heart, and you pay such a tribute to their blood that was shed. I would love to pay tribute to you for that because it means a lot to Blue Star families and Gold Star families. We need to fight here in America and help them save our republic. They're doing it overseas, and they're doing it on our military bases, but we as citizens have to help save our republic, too.
Hey, ma'am. Cool. Thank you, Patricia. That's awesome. Now, we were talking about the 1970s. I'm absolutely convinced because last week when we were doing this from the 30s and the 40s,
yeah.
I mean, we were literally lit up the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's
how
good.
Awesome.
It's good to hear from you.
I think the 60s and the 70s, besides Tracy, I think they're burnt.
I think so.
They're probably still trying to figure out. They're probably calling their mom right now saying, Ma, when was I born? Wasn't like in the 70s or something? Because I don't want to call this guy and tell him I was born in the 70s if I wasn't.
And why am I still in high school, Mom? Shouldn't I be out of that by now, I think, or something?
Well, I got like a big bald spot in the center of my head, Mom, and everybody else laughs at me.
Somebody told me it's bad to listen to the Beatles. Is it? I mean, I've been listening to them since the 70s, and I just don't know. Is there something wrong with me?
And that is the surest sign of a fallen society.
Burt,
people that love the Beatles.
Yeah.
Listen, if I had the opportunity, I would step on every one of them.
Ah,
me too. Dude, when I listen to them, I don't want to say it. It's bad. That's
bad news.
Wow. The Beatles, the lack of talent, and it shows you what the world pushes. Wow. Oh, by the way, this is a fast fact. By the way, this is true. The drummer, the original drummer for the Beatles, this is true. He was a good-looking guy. So you know what they had to do? The three jokers in the front, they had to get rid of the good-looking drummer so they didn't look, guess what? Ugly. Isn't that crazy? So what did they raise the standard, folks, or did they lower the standard? That is a true story. Matter of fact, I think the drummer went after the band, and I think he sued him back in the 60s. I'm not kidding. I mean, when I walk into a store and I see a picture of John.
Who's John? Which one's John?
He was one of the Beatles.
Was he?
Yeah.
John?
Lennon, I think his last name
is.
And he had those round little glasses, and I look at him in Yoko Ono, and I think, can you imagine the smell of their breath? I'm not even kidding. I am appalled. And that individual had the audacity to mock God. I don't know if people understand what John Lennon did or how far he took it, but he mocked God to no end. And I'll tell you what, he found out real quick God is not mocked.
Mm-hmm. It's 10 out of 10 people die. And he died a rather disturbing death with a man who said he heard a voice shooting him in the back.
That's true. No, I mean, we're on a serious note now. Back to another serious note. What's wrong with folks? How can you turn that stuff up and say this is good music? Serious.
I'm so puzzled
by it. It's a band that shot for the floor, not the stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they replaced a good-looking drummer with Ringo Starr. Does that tell you anything? They even went further than themselves down, didn't they? You whiz!
Poor Ringo.
When that kid was born, the doctor slapped him, and then his mother looked at him and slapped him again.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Definition, U-G-L-Y.
U-G-L-Y.
Wow. Boy, what does the guy say? I mean, the drummer, how long did it take him to learn to play the drums? What, 5 minutes? He plays the same beat. Folks, I'm a drummer. He plays the same stuff over and over and over again. My 3-year-old kid could get up there and do that. And yet, here's America falling for what the media is pushing again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Incredible.
So don't call in and say what you remembered about the 70s and the Beatles.
Don't. Now they're trying to figure out if they remember who Ringo Starr was and John Lennon and the Beatles.
I thought I was John Lennon.
Totally.
Mom,
Got your same glasses.
What's wrong?
I mean, the guy used to forget to put his clothes on, him and his wife.
I do that, Mom.
The definition of grotesque.
Ooh.
Serious. I seriously, when I look at him, I'm not even kidding, folks. Just so you understand what I go through every time I see their poster, I think, can you imagine the smell of that guy's breath? I'm not even kidding. I mean, I bet it was...
You know, it's funny.
No, Jake, seriously. You get around people sometimes, it's just like you get close enough to them, and their breath is so bad that it would knock a bird off a poop wagon.
One of those buzzard creatures?
Yeah. You know?
Buzzard creatures?
I mean, they forgot preacher rule.
Yeah.
You chew gum when you talk to people. You put a mint in your mouth when you talk to people.
Or swish
gasoline. These hippies forgot to do that. As did they forget to take a bath for weeks at a time when they were at Woodstock.
Well, that's constricting
them. They're out at a concert where their country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Sliding around in mud.
I'm glad the burnt hippies didn't call in.
So now we're on to... Oh, we're not quite into
it. The lights are lighting up, aren't they, fellas? All right, let's go to 1980.
1980.
All right. President of the United States, Barack Obama. Same difference, Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Woo!
I think Jimmy's delighted.
Ooh.
That Barack Obama became president because now...
He was.
Now everybody can't say that he was the worst president in history.
Exact. See how this works? It's like the Bart Simpson mentality. You shoot for the
Somebody's
floor.
Worse.
That's exactly what they do. That's why Jimmy's cheering him on.
Yeah.
This guy outdid me.
You know, and who I can...
That's what he's doing right now. He's laughing in the corner. Honey, we finally... Oh, this guy's going to make...
Keep running,
Obama. This guy's going to make me shine like a diamond.
We want Jimmy Carter back.
Nice. Go ahead.
I was going to say.
Quick.
You know,
we got Nikki.
I can't understand is that, you know, that new Tea Partier guy that's been marching through the ranks and growing in his ratings because of his outward racism and his expertise in racism, Herman Cain.
Oh,
can't stand that guy.
I got some friends that are around Herman Cain. Herman Cain's a good guy. He's a good guy. I kid you negative. He's a good guy. By the way, he's a preacher. Lines between presidents and...
That's right.
Oh, I can't have that. No, he's a preacher, folks.
So is
James Garfield.
Yeah, we had another president that was a preacher.
1980, President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. Vice President of the United States, Walter Mondale. Who would name their kid Walter? Oh, I love the name Walter. Got a friend named Walter. Wally? Life expectancy in the 1980s was 73.7 years. Now, folks, the girls came in here during the break, and I said, what's the big deal with the 0.7? I mean, it's like I wear pants, my waistline is 26.
26?
But, yeah, it says 26. It doesn't say 26.3 or 26.8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What, did a guy die on a certain day and they tracked all that, or what?
Must have.
You know,
it's
that
averages. It's so scary, mathematical people that run
here's
the
a fast
world.
Fact. 140,000 people every day in the world die, and they face God. 140,000 people a day die, and they face God. How many of them people thought, tomorrow I'll get it right with God?
Yeah.
The number one killer, guess what it is, folks? Trees. Isn't that crazy? Eggs are in the equation.
Oh,
they'll choke on them.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Listen, for the sake of time, we're going to take Nikki. Hang on a second, Nikki. Life expectancy, 73.7 years. New house was 68,000. Average income, 19,000. New car in 1980 was 7,000. Average rent, 300 per month. Tuition to Harvard University was 5,300. Movie ticket was 225. Gasoline, $1.19 per gallon. I remember that, folks. United States postage stamp, 15 cents. Nikki, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, and we are just beginning to liven up since you've been on the phone with us.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I don't know if you noticed, but I called in before you started going into the 80s because I wanted to make sure that I got on.
And they let you on? I don't know why they let you on. Who let
this
girl on?
Now, I can imagine you probably look like a burnt hippie, don't you?
Who let her on?
No, not a burnt hippie. I was born in the 80s, so my, you know, era was more in the 90s. So I remember, you know, I started driving in the 90s, so I can remember gas prices and that kind of thing then.
Can I ask
but
you,
I was born in the 80s.
Can I ask you something, Nikki, because you sound very familiar. Is your middle name Dolores?
It is.
Now, I'm not trying to be
mean. Is
that
an 80s name?
But I'm just kind of curious, what was your parents angry with you when they named you Dolores?
No, not at all.
Okay, this will be
not
the next thing. The leftists will put it out in the media tomorrow as Bradley makes fun of caller. Nikki, go ahead. You get the last word.
Well, I just wanted to thank you guys for your show, and I wanted to call in because you've got young people like me listening to you every Saturday, just like you have the older people. So I wanted to call in for my gap in the
80s. I hate to break it to you, Nikki, but you're not young anymore if you were born in the 80s. Sorry. I didn't mean to rain on your parade, ma'am. Thank you for calling. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty, folks. We love you by what we do. We'll talk at you next week. Take care and God bless you.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.